So, I mean, without going into exactly what we were fighting about.
You want to talk about it?
Well, it's just some of the aspects of the fight are funny to me. It's first of all, how often do we fight?
Not too often.
Like, think about it. Like, when was the last time you say we had an argument?
I don't know. I remember you being like, did we just have a fight? And I was like, no, we didn't just have a fight. Like, that wasn't too long ago, but I remember having that conversation.
The way you said that makes me think we had a fight. The way you were like, no, we didn't just have a fight.
Yeah.
That makes me think we had a fight that time.
We probably had a fight, but.
Yeah. But no, it's very rare.
Remember
it's
what
very
it was
rare.
About.
Right? So here's what's funny to me about the fight, because as we just discussed, like, you were angry. We got off the phone. So one thing that we never do in our relationship is go to bed or get off the phone angry.
Mm-hmm.
We usually trudge through whatever it is, get off the phone, at least on common ground.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So we got off the phone. It was my fault. Like, I ended the conversation at the height of anger for Ansley. Ansley was angry at me.
And you were annoyed at me.
Well, see, but the thing is, I kind of wanted to be angry. But, like, on my side, you know, you hang up the phone and you're like getting all in it. You're in your anger.
Do you think I wasn't all in my anger? I was also in a lot of like I don't like fighting with Sydney. Like, this makes me feel icky I feel icky right now. I don't like this feeling. I don't like Sydney being annoyed. I don't like.
Then why were you still being angry? Because I was having all those same feelings, except it was tempering my anger.
I didn't say I stayed angry.
How long did you stay angry?
See, we got off the phone. Well, I had to, like, I was like in the middle of doing stuff and like, so it was
so you
like,
had to postpone your anger, is what you're saying?
Yeah, I had to like put this on pause and like do a little bit of work until
I
could get
back. Put a pin in this anger and circle back to it. I'm just gonna put a pin in this anger for the moment.
Well, no, I think it simmered pretty quickly because like I wasn't angry enough to come back to anger. You know,
yeah.
Like
that's what was annoying. It was like
But I was like, oh, did I really hurt? Like, I felt like I hurt your feelings.
You didn't hurt my feelings. It was just annoying. And then, so on my end, it was like, because I'll be over this by the next time we talk. But I left that.
I was going to call you back, but then I was like, let him have time to get through this.
I think you did the right thing. I think the baby is the one that should come crawling back. You know, whoever is the baby in an argument, that's the person who should come crawling back. It only fits. The analogy fits. The baby should always come crawling back.
Yeah.
That's the rule.
Yeah.
And if not, then we're just done as a relationship.
Yeah.
It's just over. That's, but, you know, I was a little bit of a, I'm going to get off the phone now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it was, I ended the chance for reconciliation in that moment.
Yeah.
So the onus is on me to initiate the reconciling,
yeah.
Right? Which I did, which was awesome.
Yeah.
So here's how this played out, people. So I called Ansley back to reconcile. I was a baby. And on top of that, it wasn't worth something lingering, having any sort of lingering resentment, whether it was annoyance or anger. This wasn't worth it. Right?
No, it's not. I don't want to take this into our family life.
You know what I mean?
Wasn't the one.
I did not need to put my foot down.
We're not imploding on this.
No, no.
This is not going to be the end of us.
No. And so I called back to reconcile. And then you immediately were like, oh, I got to call you back.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And then that was me. I did that. That counts.
Yeah.
Like, even like, hey, oh, I'm sorry. I got to call you right back. Can I call you right back? Cool. So I didn't even get to, I only said hello.
Yeah.
You know, I only did a greeting. So in that moment, I'm taking that.
Yeah.
I'm grandfathering that into my apology. do you know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
Like, that's it. That's my apology. I did it. I made the effort.
You already did it.
Yeah.
You didn't even have to say anything?
Well, I mean, that opportunity was taken from me. But just context, timing, bad timing, right?
Yeah, well, I mean, normally I wouldn't have answered your call. I might have texted you back or just called you back when I got free. But, like, I felt like I owed it to you to answer.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't know. I don't know if you did. I think I somehow I owed it to you to not call at that time, you know. But Ansley called me back.
I did.
And she apologized.
I did.
And I fucking took it.
Yeah, you did.
I just ate that apology up. I think I rubbed it in your face a little bit, too.
You did, and you had nothing to say.
No.
Like, not that you didn't apologize. You had nothing to say. Like, you were just...
I thanked you. I thanked you.
Yeah.
I already made my attempt.
Yeah.
That was my apology. Now you're doing your apology.
But communication is so important to you. Don't you need me to understand, like, more about your apology? Or is your apology just like... like you like flashed me with apology and it was like, it's here.
Well, actually you tied my hands.
Goes back to me saying I had to call you back.
No. Well, technically it wasn't that you had to call me back. It was that you apologized right away. Like I said hello and you just went into an apology.
Yeah.
Right. I can't apologize second. I was the baby. If I apologize second, you're the bigger man. You know what I mean? I can't do that. I can't do that.
Yeah.
I'll just accept your apology and move on like adults, right?
Yeah. Listen, I like one thing that's like interesting about this new job is that all of a sudden I'm around a bunch of ladies again.
Yeah.
Like I haven't been around a bunch of ladies in a long time in my life, you know? Like there's usually like one or two ladies in my work day.
Yeah.
And like now I'm around a school teachers, like tons of them,
yeah.
Like all these ladies, seeing all these little lady groups, like who hangs out with who, and like, you know, and like, I feel like I've seen a lot of, you know, like middle-aged women that are divorced and stuff.
Yeah.
And I just was like, I don't want to be a divorced middle-aged lady.
Well, you were coming at me with divorced middle-aged lady.
Oh yeah.
Energy was that because I was gonna say that. Not that I knew.
But you were going to say
No. Yeah. I was going to say this divorced middle-aged energy you're coming at me with is a little unsettling. No. So, I mean, not that I even put it together that the new job was putting you around more women, right? But I was going to say
mm-hmm.
you're acting like a lady.
Were you?
Not the word I was going to choose.
Mm-hmm.
But we'll go with that for now.
Oh, like if you took the filter off? That's what you would have said?
But no, I was going to say that.
You were going to say
like
that?
Like, it slipped my mind.
Oh, yeah.
Like, remember when I was rubbing your apology in your face?
Oh.
Yeah.
You were going like, to say it then?
Well,
I thought you were going to say it when we were fighting, like, angrily at me.
No.
I was like, okay, I didn't know you were there. I take my apology back.
I don't say mean stuff during arguments.
I know.
Only during apologies.
I know.
Saying mean stuff during arguments is so petty and spiteful. You know, like... saying mean stuff during apologies is fun. It's passive aggressive.
Yeah.
It's fun. Yeah, maybe it's just aggressive aggressive. I don't know. Like it's, but go ahead. What were we going to say?
Oh, I don't know. I don't. You knocked me off my feet. You were going to call me the B word.
I wasn't going to call you a bitch.
Oh, what were you going to say?
I was going to say you're acting like a little girl.
Oh, a little girl.
I was going to say a little girl. Not
a little
girl. Yeah. I was going to call you a little girl. How do you feel about that?
I don't like that.
Then stop acting like that.
We all agreed you were the baby in the situation.
Yeah, and you were a little girl. So it was a little girl and a baby going at it. Not a good look. Not a good look.
I had like a weird flashback to like our younger relationship when I'd have to be outside a workplace because we were having like an argument.
Yeah.
I was like, what is going on?
Yeah. No. That was weird, right? That was like a weird flashback. It's been... I mean, I don't want to jinx it, but
did fly into my window of my office the other day, and I've heard that's bad luck if you're Italian.
Flew into your window?
You know, when they hit a window, they like fly into a window and like crack their heads.
Yeah.
A bird did that. Just like
Does it matter what kind of bird?
Oh, I don't know.
You're not Italian either. Are you Italian?
No.
Okay, that's good to know. I never asked because I didn't want to find out you were Italian.
Deal breaker?
Yeah, definite deal breaker. Even at this point, I was like, oh, why did I ask that question?
Then your kids would have been Italian. Don't you think you should have found
that
out before you had kids?
That would have been very disappointed. I think I would have been able to, like, sue you.
Sue me?
Yeah.
For you misrepresenting,
for you not letting me know you were Italian.
Not even for
misrepresenting,
yeah.
For not letting me know you were Italian. I think that's against the law. Like I think if you have some Italian in you and you're about to make a kid with somebody, you have to let them know. I think that's the law.
What is the stereotype of Italians that you are feel like needs to be disclosed?
Because Italians are like the white black people. But you can't tell. You can't just look at all of them and tell. You can't know.
You gotta wait and see.
You know what I mean? Yeah, you gotta, yeah. You have. There's a lot of wait and see. So, but like with black people, you can tell. You can just like, they have, there's an aesthetic.
Yeah.
You know, they're black.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, you can't tell with my son. He's gonna have to disclose some shit.
You think he's gonna trick a few girls?
I mean, again, you only have to disclose it if you come to terms on making a baby.
Yeah.
Right?
Like he's never, like, say he gets some weird job in nature, right? Because he loves nature and he meets this girl while he's there, but he's like stationed over there for like 3 or 4 years. And for whatever reason, like, we can't come visit him. So, and I don't know why he doesn't have any pictures of you, but she doesn't know that you're black. Like, she doesn't know of you. And then, like, okay, they're about to have a kid. Like, he needs to tell her, like, by the way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he's lucky though, because he gets to go, hey, by the way, I have to let you know that I'm half black. But don't worry. It's my dad who's black. No. That took a second. Yeah. You know, so it's like, we're cool.
Yeah.
Don't worry.
Okay.
Everything is on the up and up. You know, we're safe. We're all safe still. I don't know. Yeah, you don't even know where to go from that. You don't even know how to touch that. Yeah. You want to just back away from this slowly?
Yeah.
And just slowly back out of that joke like it never happened. I was never a part of it. I didn't co-sign. I didn't riff. Just back away from the joke. Back away from. Man, it's so funny to me that we are experiencing. So in the comedy scene, right, there's a guy with a fake Twitter account.
Yeah.
Right. And he used to be a comedian. He doesn't do comedy anymore. And now he's just I just think he's an angry, bitter person. I don't think the fact that he doesn't do comedy anymore makes him bitter. I think the fact that he doesn't do comedy anymore kind of what's the word I'm looking for? I don't want to say devalues us, right? But it I don't want to say diminishes us either. But he doesn't see us as real people anymore. Because, like, he's not in our circle, number one, and he doesn't take us seriously.
Right.
Right. He thinks we're all.
Is this something he outgrew or something? Like, comedy?
To some degree, it seems like he thinks that, you know? So he's got this, like.
You don't think there's any. You think this is truly a fake Twitter account?
It's definitely him.
Okay.
It's definitely him. It's
because he's denying it hard.
It's definitely him hard.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It was, I used to hang out with him. Well, not hang out with him. I would see him on a pretty regular basis. He was running an open mic.
Yeah.
And I was one of the few people that would engage him in conversation.
Yeah.
Because he makes, when he talks to people, it doesn't matter what the topic of the conversation is. There has to be a winner and a loser in this conversation. There's always a winner.
Are they intense conversations, or are they just like, it's just kind of annoying because there has to be a
winner? They can be intense if he feels like he has to be. If he feels like he has to get an edge. Like, he has to feel like he's getting a rise out of people somehow.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I don't really show much emotion in conversation. So people never know if they're getting on me what they think they're getting on me.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, I've seen him all over the map try all sorts of techniques. You know, and, like, say some insulting shit, too.
Yeah.
Just to see if that works.
Yeah.
Right. And, this Twitter account, when Butterly told me who he thought it was, I saw it right away. The language, the word usage, you know, the phrases, even the types of insults, it's all your bad comedy. You know what I mean? It's I know your material. This is it. This is how you do your material.
Yeah.
And that's like,
it would take a pretty good writer to go on Twitter and like have an insult battle with somebody and not show your.
I don't know if it would take a good writer, but I think what it would take is somebody who wasn't already doing that for a long time.
Or somebody, they had to be more creative.
Here's the thing, though. What I'm trying to say, I'm trying to give him some credit, right? Okay. Because he kind of got locked into a rhythm with the way that he insults, with the way that he, like, he did comedy for like at least 6 or 7 years.
Yeah.
Or maybe 5 or 6 years. I don't know exactly how long. I don't want to speculate too much, but he did it for a decent amount of time.
Yeah.
And that was the way that he started to formulate the way that he insulted people.
Yeah.
And the way that he was disrespectful. And he would bring his encounters to the stage.
Yeah.
And talk about them and try to make them jokes. And they were terrible, but he would try, you know? And it was just like, he was one of the few people when you would hear his stories, even though it, you know, from his side, like there's no laugh. And you're like, dude, you were just a dick to that person. Like people were in the audience like, why the fuck are you so mean?
Really?
Yeah. It's like, man, it was insane. So his Twitter account is exactly.
It's just that.
Him. It's him.
Yeah.
It's all of his. He's literally trying out some of his old insults with this new Twitter account.
Yeah.
As if he believes that people just didn't like him, and that's why he never got accepted and found funny by the comedy community.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
He's like, I'll prove I'm. I think he's partially trying to prove that he's funny.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, because I know people, like, this is what I do. Like, I am a, as far as recognizing patterns and stuff, I would say that I'm advanced.
I think you've told us this before.
Yeah,
I mean,
I'm on another level. Like, I'm second to none, world class, ancient advanced civilization shit, right? Dude, I'm just as if I had nothing else to do in life.
Yeah,
right?
Well, you had a lot of free time.
And I had a lot of free time. But so I know this pattern. And here's what I'm saying about giving him some credit. It's like, He probably thinks he's being different,
mm-hmm.
right? But it's like, how do how do I not sound like me,
right?
When I do anything,
yeah,
right,
yeah.
I can act like, oh, this, they'll never think this is me.
You could like play an old white woman, but you'd still be.
Well, see, that's what he would have to do, and that's what I was getting at. He's too egotistical to channel someone else. See, cause I could actually do it.
Yeah.
Because I know enough to know that if you're going to present a fake written persona, you have to literally channel somebody whose patterns and habits you already understand.
Yeah.
You don't want to be making this stuff up.
Yeah.
You don't want to be trying to figure out what would this person do here.
Yeah.
Because you're going to fall back into your own shit, mm-hmm. whether you realize it or not.
Mm-hmm.
Channel somebody else and do their shit.
Yeah.
So
what is like, is there anything fun about like where this fight developed from?
No, he was just being mean.
He was just being mean.
He started out just like being mean to Butterly.
He seems like he just picks people and is mean to them.
Yeah.
He just doesn't know how to interact with people. Dad didn't hug him enough.
It's like you wanna. By the way, where I was going with this, because I don't know if you've heard about this, but Mitt Romney has a fake Twitter account that he was using to troll Trump.
No.
Yeah.
To troll Trump for real.
Specifically,
Mitt Romney.
Mitt Romney.
You just said Mitt Romney has a Twitter account to troll Trump.
To troll Trump.
Did he get any good zingers in there? Did like Mitt Romney understand how to do it, or is he just Mitt Romneying all over the place?
Well, it seems like he Mitt Romneyed all over the place. Like, I don't follow Mitt Romney on Twitter.
Yeah,
I've only been following this story and it's just how they found him out to be Mitt Romney is somebody looked at the tweet from his fake account and like, this sounds a lot like Mitt Romney.
Yeah,
you know, and they put it all together. So,
really? So he was Mitt Romney. I don't even know Mitt Romney well enough to know what his like pattern would be.
Yeah, exactly. Like, exactly. But they knew.
Yeah.
It was, by the way, it's Pierre Delecto.
That's weird, Mitt Romney.
It is, right? That was his name.
Dude, way to just blend in, man.
yeah.
Don't pick anything.
Went to a name generator. But like, also, it was like, where do you think that name comes from? What is that name?
We'll say it again.
Pierre Delecto. Now, I'm trying to say it without any sort of cultural emphasis at all.
Yeah.
To not, you know.
Pierre is French, right?
Pierre is a French name, but, I mean, Pierre is also a name.
Yeah.
So, Pierre is French.
Delecto.
At the very least, you can agree with me that it's confusing.
Yeah.
Because you're like, Romney, were you being a French guy? Right?
Or like, what's Delecto about? Like, it sounds so porny to me.
It does. It's a weird name, right? It's a weird name.
Yeah.
And so, like, that's what I was wondering the whole entire time. I was like, is this dude trying to be French?
Yeah.
Like, what is this? Like, yeah. I don't get this. And then Mitt Romney confirmed that it was him. He's not even denying it. He's not like our guy.
Yeah.
Right.
He's like, yep, that was me.
His answer was, c'est moi.
Yeah. Really?
So he's French.
Yeah.
Right? So I was like, yeah, fuck, he's French.
Yeah.
Yeah. C'est moi. He's owning it.
I guess he can do that, right? He's fighting the fight. Like,
well, not even that. It's like, own it, and now it's not pathological.
Yeah.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's weird.
Yeah, but it's not pathological.
Yeah, it's not like...
Yeah, it becomes real pathological when you're like, what is... Like, I think just a day or two ago, like, we were talking about this. I was, like, defending them, you know? Like,
yeah.
And I say them because I'm like, they're nice to his wife. They have a decent... Now I'm like, is he a nut? Like,
I don't know.
Exactly,
right? And that's the thing. So, I mean, I hope it was... You know, somewhat interesting. Like, we're talking about someone we know, but like, we're not using names so we can talk about it in a broad way.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So, still, though, that's nutty.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's nutty. It's like nutty what people will do. It's like, just say it as you.
Yeah.
What's wrong with that?
Yeah. It's weird to watch somebody when you like know they're lying and you're just like, really? You're still gonna go with this, right?
Yeah. 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 Pierre Delecto. So it's like now he has to own all that stuff he said, though.
Yeah, was it? It was trolling stuff. Was it like? Was it? Is it something that like him owning is means something?
Well, it's
like
only
he wasn't just like Cheeto hands.
No, he was going at him, in.
But he's a Republican too, so
exactly.
It's like,
so that's why he couldn't do it as himself.
Yeah,
because he would be infuriating his own base.
Yeah, yeah. Was our other Republic like? So have they started interviewing people? Is it like? Who, like, does everybody have to disown Mitt Romney now, all the other Republicans? Or is it, like, can people be, like well, what is the backlash?
I don't know. See, again, like, you know, we make fun of politics. We don't know politics, right?
Let us know.
Yeah, yeah. So it's like, you know, you're asking kind of the wrong guy. Yeah. But I will say this. Jesse Lee Peterson, the Honorable Jesse Lee Peterson.
Oh, it always comes back to here.
Black conservative.
For a while,
Jesse
we got
Lee
away.
Peterson. Yeah.
Now we're back. Huh?
If you guys don't know Jesse Lee Peterson, check him out on YouTube. He's a black conservative. He's an old man. He almost seems retarded, but he's not.
it's a weird thing he's got going on.
He's like just. He's like. He's inherent in that area between smart and retarded.
Yeah.
He's all of that area.
Yeah.
You know, like, so. It's a big, broad area, too, that he's kind of in encompassing.
Yeah, because he says some things and you're like, yeah, yeah. And then you're like, no.
Whoa, Jesse Lee Peterson. Whoa, <He's> like whoa, writing that in. But Jesse Lee Peterson refers to Mitt Romney as a rhino, which is Republican in name only.
Oh, yeah.
So he's a little bit of a hater. He's a, you know.
A hater.
You know, hater.
well, now we know.
Yeah. Yeah, I do want to, because I know we have to make this one a short one, because, you know, responsibilities and obligations. Sorry, guys, we're a little late with this episode. You know, it's part of what we were fighting about. It's part of the fight. We were fighting the good fight, though. So, yeah, this is a short one. This is a short guy, but... So, you know, people are always trying to figure out what's the purpose of dreams. We don't know.
No.
Always trying to figure that out.
Yeah.
Right? I think I figured it out.
Oh, geez.
Yeah.
Which, is it have to do with ancient aliens?
No.
Does
by the way,
it have
it's
to
not,
do with advanced civilizations.
Yeah, it's ancient advanced civilizations. And if sometimes ancient aliens are an answer, that's not my fault. Like, I can only go but so far with mm-hmm. these theories. Mm-hmm. And at some point... You know, I just don't know how it happened. And if you need an answer, ancient aliens, right? But
yep.
So anyway, dreams.
Yeah.
So while we're dreaming, I think this is super important. So I don't know which part. I mean, I only remember this stuff from learning. I took a couple psychology classes in college. Mm. My favorite part was when we did the dream section.
Yeah.
Right? You remember how obsessed I was with those classes. Mm-hmm. So when we're dreaming, the part of our brain that determines, like that logic that determines if things make sense is chilling. It's mm-hmm. not up there doing stuff, mm-hmm. right? So that's why dreams are ridiculous. Mm-hmm. For the most part. But what I think dreaming is to do is to remind us that we live in a world where nothing makes sense. Mm-hmm. We only think things make sense because that part of our brain that makes things make sense is working overtime when we're awake. It's like we gotta make things make sense. You know how they always say that humans have that thing where we make faces out of everything? Mm-hmm. We're making things make sense, right? Mm-hmm. We're making that. To some degree, we're putting logic on that,
yeah.
and we're making a determinant outcome. Or yeah. Those weren't the words I wanted to use. I don't think those are proper, but you know what I mean.
I know
right?
what you mean.
So,
I know what you mean.
So that's what dreams. That's what dreams are doing. Dreams are reminding us that we actually this is like dreams. Like that's the world we actually live in.
Mm-hmm.
Like that's what the fuck. Like that's how random the world actually is.
Mm-hmm.
As it is in dreams, but we just constantly make it make sense.
What about bad dreams?
I mean, sometimes shit gets. I was hit by a car. That's a bad dream. Do you know what I mean? That's a
yeah.
that's a series of unrelated events that led to a terrible outcome.
Yeah.
And that's what bad dreams are because that's what the world we live in is. It's all a series of unrelated events.
Yeah.
But we make sense. We make them relate. We make them make sense.
Man, when I, like, I've been listening to all the serial killer stuff, and, like, part of me is, like, part of you looks at the world, and it's, like, tragedy's not going to happen to me, you know? Like, and then part of you looks at the world, and is, like, I could die just, you know, the second I step out my door. Like,
at any moment.
Any moment, you know? And it's, like, such a weird, like, those two things going on at the same time.
Well, that's
weird.
Reality.
Yeah.
But we comfort ourselves with the other one.
Yeah.
Because we have to in order to step out the door.
Yeah.
So, again, if we, I can't even like, it's just like, think, because I've been thinking about that. I've been thinking about how disparate the events in the world actually are.
Mm-hmm.
And trying to look at them as like a series of unrelated events and how odd that actually is that I saw that in the same moment that I'm doing this, in the same moment that the kids are doing that, in the same moment that, you know what I mean? It's like,
mm-hmm.
like none of this shit makes sense.
Yeah.
You know, none of it makes sense.
Yeah.
So unfortunately we kind of have to stop there. We just have to get something out to you guys. It's just the way it is. We will be back doing our full episode soon, but man, let's put a pin in this dream thing and circle back to it. Okay, we'll put a pin in this.
Okay, we'll put a pin in it.
So I do want to give our shout-outs, though. I don't want to forget Kevin McGrann. Shout-out to Kevin McGrann. I feel like I forgot him the last couple episodes.
Yeah.
He was amazing. He did that. We had an in-house jiu-jitsu tournament.
Mm-hmm.
The Jiu-Jitsu of the Day Award had to go to that arm bar that he
got.
That
good.
Was so ridiculous.
That was good.
How many transitions he had to go through to get that. So Kevin McGrann, Chris Bruno. Who else at the gym? Oh,
ladies
Raj,
that
Raj
you
listens.
Can't shout out.
Yeah. What up, Janelle? I can't say your last name, but Nicole. Julian, my man from Canada. Phil Clark, Kevin Stevens, Kevin Lau, Sean Kent. I want to do Andrew Pace last because I want to give him the big one.
Oh, okay.
And but he just kind of just did him there. Mike Butler, Big Mike Levy, Liz, Doc. Tim Butterly. Oh, Tim Butterly and Mike Rainey. It looks like they're going to be starting a podcast soon.
Was that picture of them real?
Yeah, that was them.
That was them.
They used to be fat.
They looked ridiculous.
They
look like they got pillows underneath their shirts, but it's like so well done. I'm like, that's
But look at their faces, though.
I know.
They had completely, they had
I was
lot
like, they got
face.
Makeup done.
Yeah,
like,
no, yeah, they look like they're in
they
fat suit.
Yeah, they look
they don't
so
look
silly.
Like, because we, you,
I
especially
never knew
you.
Them back
I knew them then. But like, still though, Mike, both Tim Butterly and Mike now are ingrained in my mind how they look now.
Yeah.
You know,
that's how they've always looked to
it's
me.
It's like, oh, I forgot about that.
You too in your pet.
I know.
I should.
Keith Butts, Kyle Hancock, Erica Daniels, shout out. She's a good supporter of the kind of comedy on Kudos. Levi Mercer, Justin Masade, Ezekiel Ellis, and last but not least, but also kind of in the middle there, Andrew Pace, the man. He's, I can't even. I don't have time to get into it. But thank you guys for listening. You guys are awesome. Good night.
Yeah. Shit got you.